Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The Securities and Exchange Commission has been collecting fines this week, some of them that it's tried to impose quite a while ago, but the settlements are just coming around now. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, the telecommunications company Adelphia. What's the latest there?
Well, Adelphia is offering to pay $725 million to the SEC and the Justice Department. And this, of course, stems from a massive corporate looting and accounting fraud that was discovered, about 3 years ago. If this goes through, it would be the second largest penalty ever paid, just under the $750 million that WorldCom paid. And it comes several months after two of the company's founding family members, John Regas and his son Timothy, were convicted in this case. The company's really been on the hook for allowing all this to happen, and it has an extra incentive to get a deal on the table because it's looking for a buyer. Time Warner and Comcast have reportedly tendered a joint offer of about $17 billion for Adelphia. The company, by the way, is still in bankruptcy.
You mentioned Time Warner. It, too, settled with the SEC this week.
Yes, it did. And this should close the book on a case that's plagued this company for the last 3 years. Basically, the SEC charged AOL Time Warner now, with overstating the amount of advertising revenue that it was getting from America Online. It's paying $300 million in fines. And Time Warner is also going to be cutting $500 million from its earnings statements during the time that it was overstating online ad revenues. And this settlement comes on top of a separate deal that the company cut with the Justice Department in December. That was $210 million to settle criminal fraud charges, and it's still facing a whole raft of shareholder lawsuits over this.
Okay, Tess, finally, developments in the ongoing investigation of mutual funds.
Yes, these settlements have kind of been dribbling out over the last several months, and there were a whole bunch this week. Four big financial companies were hit with more than $80 million in fines. And this is really for failing to provide their investors with all the information they were supposed to have about their mutual funds. These companies were J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, American Express, and Putnam Investments. All told, so far, mutual fund companies have ponied up about $2.5 billion in fines and restitution in the last couple of years since the scandal broke. And Alex, I'll mention one more thing about all these settlements we've just talked about. In each one of these cases, the companies involved neither admit nor deny any wrongdoing.
But they are paying up.
They are paying up. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're talking with U.S. Airways employees about what it's like to work with 20% less money.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figland of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.